Hello and welcome to the Word, your daily dose of Dominican preaching. 'Tis Friday, May 4th, and we're in the fifth week of the Easter season. Today, we hear from Sister Judith Miriam Boneski, a Dominican contemplative nun at the Monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary, Summit, New Jersey, United States. She's currently her community's Director of Advancement, and her preaching is entitled Knowing and Loving.
Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because a servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." Such a moving and poignant passage, so rich and so intimate, revealing yet mysterious, so very John. And for me, this passage is a reliving of the sacred Triduum. Every year on the evening of Holy Thursday, our community gathers in our chapter hall for what Dominican tradition calls the Sermo Dominicus, the Lord's Sermon. Each sister wearing her black cape, takes turn in a continuous reading of chapters 13 to 17 from the Gospel of John. The prioress begins, and then each sister, in order of profession, from youngest to oldest, rises from her bench, goes to a lectern at the center of the chapter hall, and proclaims the Lord's farewell to his disciples. When I was a young sister, I brought my Bible with me to the chapter hall, eager to follow along with the reading, very nervous that I would start my assigned selection at the wrong place, or worse yet, go beyond it. Hey, it happens. But now that I'm older and slightly, I hope, wiser, I attend empty-handed, gaze at each sister as she approaches the lectern, and then close my eyes and listen to her voice, proclaiming the Lord's word. It never fails to touch my heart, even to the point of tears, to hear the different voices, inflections and accents, Filipino, Vietnamese, Haitian, Massachusettsian. The bright, high-pitched cadences of the younger sisters, followed by the dull, mellower tones of the middle age, and ending in the well-seasoned and occasionally cracking voices of the elderly sisters. Even now, when hearing the reading, I hear our deceased sisters' voices again. And yes, I do hear those voices again whenever I hear this gospel. We hear our own voices when we proclaim his word, by ourselves silently and in the liturgy audibly. Sometimes the sound of our own voices may lull us and not shake us. What a difference when we hear the voices of our brothers and sisters. Our preaching to each other and our listening to each other is one of the ways we love one another as the Lord has loved us. Knowing and loving, two very Dominican exercises. Making known in love what we have heard from the Father through Jesus is a precious preaching indeed.